Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we're continuing our investigation of the Fort Hall Mine landfill.
Yeah, last week we spoke to David Goings, a senior hydrogeologist for the Department of Environmental Quality. David explained that sometime during the 1940s, toxic chemicals were dumped into the landfill site, and that these pollutants have slowly leached into the Portneuf aquifer.
Yeah, and we learned that this is potentially a very important issue, because the Portneuf aquifer is the drinking water source for Pocatello and Chubbuck.
Exactly. David also explained how previous attempts to characterize the hydrogeological conditions at the site have not been successful, and as a result, attempts to mitigate and reduce the amount of pollution entering the aquifer have not been effective.
So Bannock County is working with Idaho Department of Environmental Quality under the consent order to mitigate this leaching and prevent the discharge of these chemicals from going into the lower Portneuf Valley aquifer.
You're hearing from Dr. Tamsin McBeth, an internationally recognized expert in the development and implementation of innovative solutions for contaminated soil, sediment, and groundwater. Tamsin works for CDM Smith, which is a privately owned engineering and construction firm, which has been hired by Bannock County to help tackle this problem.
Since 1979, Bannock County has operated the landfill. And in the early 90s, 91, groundwater contamination was discovered in the municipal supply for Pocatello. So subsequent to that, Bannock County closed this Cell 1 area.
Cell 1 is the area of the landfill where the contaminants were identified.
And installed a pump and treat system in 2002 to try to extract and treat the contaminated groundwater and mitigate the release of chemicals into the Portneuf Valley aquifer.
However, as we heard last week from David Goings, these initial remediation attempts were ineffective.
Idaho Department of Environmental Quality has issued a series of consent orders, the latest one in 2016, to address essentially some deficiencies that they recognized in the operation of that pump and treat system. It really wasn't having the effect that they wanted. And so in 2018, Bannock County really implemented a revised groundwater program. They hired CDM Smith kind of take over the program, and we've been working the last couple of years to try to figure out what's going on and how to fix it.
Now, I realize there's a lot of technical language and jargon flying around, but simply put, two toxic solvents, specifically TCE and PCE, are leaching into the ground, dissolving into the groundwater, and then flowing towards Pocatello, which is ultimately impacting the drinking water supply. But before we hear more from Dr. McBeth about what the updated remediation efforts are to limit the pollution, we speak to Dr. Sarah Godsey, an expert in hydrogeology, about what the possible health impacts of these TCE and PCE toxins actually are.
The two main contaminants of concern are TCE and PCE, which are the shorthand versions of fairly long names, the tetrachloroethylene and trichloroethylene. And PCE is known to have impacts on both liver function and can be related to cancers. And it primarily comes from either factory operations or dry cleaner operations. In this case, it's kind of hard to know of the landfill operations from the 40s onward exactly what the source of this contaminant is. And then TCE has similar potential health impacts. And it's not so much from dry cleaners, but more from degreasing and factory operations and stuff like that.
From talking to both David and Tamsin, we learned that the first remediation strategy centered on an air stripper device. Essentially, this device draws contaminated water up and out of the ground, before removing the contaminants and then replacing the water back into the ground. However, as we've heard, at the Fort Hall mine landfill site, this technique has proved ineffective in preventing the toxins entering the Portneuf aquifer.
Right, and the air stripper was likely ineffective because of an incomplete understanding of the hydrogeological conditions present at the site. So right now, Dr. Macbeth and her team are working hard to recharacterize the site and hopefully identify a more effective remediation strategy. So we continued by asking Dr. Sarah Godsey what a hydrogeological site characterization entails.
You want to really characterize those three things about the subsurface. You want to know the material properties, you want to know where the contaminant is, and you want to know the water movement and how quick the water is moving. So basically that gradient of the water and the direction that it's flowing. So part of that is if you're going to treat something, you don't want it to be in the area that the contaminant happens to go around. You want to make sure it's right in the part where most of the contamination will pass through the area where you've targeted the cleanup. And so that's part of what you want to get right when you're characterizing the subsurface.
Fundamentally, Dr. Godsey is suggesting that a site characterization study can be used to identify where future remediation devices should be located in order to maximize their ability to remove contaminants. So, I continued by asking Dr. Macbeth about her efforts to recharacterize the Fort Hall mine landfill site.
So, we're still working on this conceptual site model refinement to understand nature and extent of contamination, get some better information about the hydraulic properties of the system, and also understand how chemicals are degrading within the system. It's important to understand that these chemicals do degrade. They degrade naturally with natural bacteria, but they only degrade under certain circumstances. And so we are also working to really define how those chemicals are degrading, where they're degrading, and where they're not degrading. And we'll use that to also decide how best to improve the remedial system.
Whilst the site recharacterization is ongoing, it's important to understand whose water supply is affected and what efforts are being made to keep these people safe.
The Pocatello Municipal Water Supply is regularly monitored and meets the standards for drinking water set by the Environmental Protection Agency. However, a small number of private potable wells close to the landfill site are affected. We continued by asking Dr. Macbeth how these people are kept safe.
So in all, about 9 domestic wells exceeded the screening levels for drinking water. In nearly all cases, those residents are connected to the City of Pocatello water supply. Their risks are being mitigated because they're using the municipal water rather than their potable wells for drinking water.
Finally, in addition to seeking a new remediation strategy, so we asked Dr. Macbeth, what are the plans to manage groundwater contamination in 2021?
In 2021, Bannock County is going to continue the groundwater monitoring program. We sample a variety of wells, both on the landfill property and also off property. We sample down gradient. So we sample those wells to evaluate that impacted wells and those stakeholders are being protected.
So in summary, managing the contaminants present at the Fort Hall mine landfill site is a very complex hydrogeological process where a full understanding of the subsurface components is necessary to identify an effective remediation strategy. Also, the issue raises a number of other long-term questions, such as should we actually be moving our landfill site off our aquifer to prevent any future instances of contamination occurring? We'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Tamsin Macbeth and Dr. Sarah Godsey this week.
Also, the ISU Sustainability Club invites you to its next Zoom meeting this Friday, April 2nd, from 4 to 5 p.m. This meeting will explore a host of exciting topics, including Earth Day, the forthcoming cooperative discussion panel with the Political Science Club, and the club's next Community Restoration Day. Join us for Sustainable Idaho every Tuesday morning at 7:35 a.m.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.